It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. Among the events on their minds are Saturday's Lexington Pride Festival as well as Paint the Town.
We have a convergence of outdoor events this weekend, and I know planners are hoping the weather forecast it doesn't come true, that we don't have quite as much rain as they previously thought.
And that certainly happens, you know. I mean, over the years we've seen, you know, forecasts of torrential rains, and they just went one way or the other and missed us. And over the years I've developed a lot of sympathy for people who plan outdoor events, because there's nothing you can really do about the weather. But we do have two big events kind of converging in downtown Lexington on Saturday. There is the Pride Festival, which celebrates the LGBTQ community in Lexington. And at the same time, we have the Paint the Town event, which is a group of plein air painters, which basically means painting outdoors in the landscape, who kind of fan out around an area of downtown Lexington and paint scenes of Lexington. And then in the afternoon, the paintings are taken to Arts Place, and there is an event in the evening where people can buy the artworks that were made during the day. So just kind of a neat day of you know, really sort of valuing downtown Lexington area and the people who are in Lexington. But I know if the forecast, if the worst happens, you do have a few events in Best Bets where people can duck under a roof.
We do. Tonight at the Loudon House is circa 1957, and the Lexington Art League is celebrating its 60th anniversary with a vintage circus thing. So they're going to have fire breathers and the Sora Contemporary Circus and food, and that starts at 7. And then over at the Lyric Theater on East 3rd Street, they've been offering the Black Lens film series, which is free movies.
Nice.
And that's on Friday evenings, and it starts at 7. And this week's film is Carmen Jones with Dorothy Dandridge and Harry Belafonte. So that would be nice. And then another event under a roof brings an iconic name to comedy off-Broadway.
It does. Arsenio Hall, very well known for his late-night talk show back in the 90s and maybe a little bit into the 80s. I can't remember quite when he started. He is touring comedy clubs now. And a really interesting thing that Blake Hannon brought out in his story was Arsenio Hall had kind of a quick rise once he started doing stand-up comedy. One year he said he was doing opening for Stevie Wonder at the Hollywood Bowl, and then he had a show.
Wow.
So he never really had a chance to do like the comedy club circuit and things like that. And that's what he's doing now. And just our luck, he's going to be a comedy off Broadway this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. So, you know, if you have great memories of Arsenio and really have enjoyed his comedy over the years, a great chance to see him live in a very intimate setting.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexgo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.